eat.
I tried to both. It was the line was too long. I just, you know what?
You came up with that excuse 3 days ago, DC.
You ain't gonna vote, DC.
I did. I went to the church this morning by my house.
Ooh. Oh, he doubled down. Church and vote.
Oh, yeah, prayed over his
DC carrying that Bible around. I went, it was either
be late to hear or vote. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to pay $10 a day.
This country be fine.
Country be okay.
I need this 10.
Be like, they about to tax me. I don't need
all that legal stuff, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
This is the first time in my life that someone's actually asked me, who you voting for?
No one's ever asked you that?
No one's ever asked you that? No, that's supposed to be like rude.
I mean, it's very rude, but white friends too,
you know?
That white lady asked me yesterday, who you going for?
You tell her?
Yeah, I said, I'll probably go for, I'd never say her name right, Kamala.
Did you do it like
you
Trump?
Said it right
you
there?
Say, caw, caw, caw.
Did I?
Yeah, it's Kamala.
No. Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala. Dance party with Beyonce. I told her, I was just like, yeah. She said she was voting for her too. But you know, they could just be saying that because, you know.
No, people are saying. But, that's why I don't know why anybody asks.
I have been seeing a lot of bumper stickers with Waltz Kamala or Waltz, whatever. LA, but then I'll pull up to the side and be like, are they white or black? And all of them have been white.
They be white.
But we live in LA.
On the road.
Cali, period. Cali is going to win.
California, sometimes you'd be like, yeah. For what? It's gonna be blue. It's gonna be blue. Bakersfield and them, they be trying to take over, but they can't. They're not big. Like
no,
them,
no.
The middle central California places is not big enough to outdo the Bay, LA, and San Diego. Like it's not big enough. So it's just like
I was
on
some...
the road. For every Kamala, you see about four Trump.
That's what I'm saying.
Things up.
Yeah. And I live in West Hills, so it's like over there. You see closer to Simi Valley, mm-hmm. a bunch of Trump.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
If Trump loses, can he run again?
No.
Yeah.
Can't well, is yeah, he going to wait? Can, he might be dead.
I mean, he'll be 80. Is he 80 now? Is he?
He old as Biden. Fuck. Yeah,
yeah, he old.
We were talking about him being old and that.
Yeah, he hella old. Because Biden made it look worse. Like, yeah. That's why.
But he looked older shit next to Kamala.
Yeah.
You can't even say her name. I get it wrong.
You said it right, be your president.
Somebody just spelled it. It's Kamala. I said, okay.
But Trump versus Biden, Trump looked mad young.
Yeah,
he looked vibrant.
He looked youthful. I was like, oh, look at him.
You didn't know they were the same age. Yeah, Trump out there like, what?
Biden, yeah.
He's like, I don't think he even knew what he just said.
Yeah, he has charisma. That's what
it is. Yeah.
Biden.
I don't know. In today's
And he's because he's fatter and bigger, he looked more
blind, confident.
Biden looked like frail. Somebody help him up the stairs. You know what I mean?
Where Trump that he has nutrients.
6'3", mm-hmm. something like you're a big dude.
He's 6'3"?
Yes. He's tall. Yeah,
like really big baseball player.
He's like scary tall. Like you see him, be like, oh shit.
He a big
and his
dude.
His stance don't help because he like leaned over,
okay,
like
Trump.
A villain.
Yeah, so he a big. He a yeah.
He leaned over like a villain.
He's like Kingpin. Like he look. You know what I mean? Like he look.
He does look like.
He
I know he was that big, bro.
Then he got the comb over thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he looked.
This is like a shield helmet over his.
But
head.
Biden, he's frail, thin, and he got the comb back, and is thinning in the comb back, and he up there.
What?
His eyebrows. Well,
he
are
just
gray.
Looks. Yeah.
He looked. Man, that first election.
He looked like he gonna die any day now. Whereas Trump looked like. He gonna die, but not.
He
like,
looks still strong.
Right now.
He can walk on his own.
He gonna have diabetes like, death or something. Not like
Biden looks like when he eats, he shakes.
Yeah.
maybe his, trying to give him the Jello.
Jello, all his food is
like,
blended.
He looks terrible.
I can't keep up with it. It keeps moving.
He looks awful. Like he don't get himself dressed.
Here's the only reason.
Yeah. You know, like it's just like God damn, this dude. Oh.
So I voted for Kamala. Okay.
Let me just get this out there. Like
because
that,
what I'm about
bold?
To say is very anti-Kamala. But it's not anti, but I hate her voice so much.
I can almost understand that. I almost didn't want to vote for her. That's fair. I can understand that.
I said, I don't know if I can listen. It was listening to her for 4 years. I listened to Trump for 4 years. And I go like, oh, I can't take
that's
either.
That's fair, bro. Her voice is very whiny, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, ah! Yeah. Shit! God damn,
that's
every time
a fair
she,
gripe,
yo,
ass.
She sounds like when my daughter is having a whiny thing. I'm like, stop whining. Every time Izzy whines, I make her do 5 push-ups. This is what I want to do with Kamala. Go down and do some fucking push-ups.
Her voice comes off as always being over-emotional. Always. Like, it's not like a calm
when
moment.
This country
you know?
It's not calm.
Mama.
Yeah, you got to be the
guys? I'll be here all week.
Keon Pauly, better in person.
Good night.
You know what's weird is I think Trump is going to win because he has way more viral moments. And today they go.
I'm not
he got a hit song
anymore.
Out.
What song?
You didn't hear
Dance
that?
Party Dance Party with Beyonce.
Dance Party with Beyonce.
No.
That dude is an idiot. But it's
he's
so
a sitcom.
Funny. He is so ridiculous.
Remember the George Bush show that they did?
Yeah, that
they're
little cartoon.
Do what about Trump? No, they had a live action one.
Oh, I remember the cartoon they did. It was called like Little Bush or something like that.
Politics are.
I'd rather the two VPs be president. I like both of them way more.
I haven't seen or heard too much from Waltz.
I watched both of them, but I like them way more than Kamala. And like I said, I don't have a problem with Kamala. It's just her voice. When I say I don't want her,
bro, it's fair.
It's only her voice. Yeah. I'm down with her policies. I'm down with what she represents.
The only one that goes viral more than Trump is Orlando Brown. If Trump did the cock, cock.
That dude.
These commercials be funny, though. I ain't gonna lie.
What, these like, political commercials?
Oh, I've been
they be
dying,
bashing the hell
bro.
Out of each other.
Trump's for they. Oh, no, he was a Kamala.
That commercial's
them,
so
they.
Funny, bro.
Trump's for you.
I was dying. Like every time it come on, I'd be like, this is funny. What make it so funny is it's a great commercial for people who be like done with the trans stuff, right? Mm. It's a great commercial. Not even realizing that, let's say she do be like, I want to pay for the surgeries. It's like 30 trans people. It like they, you know what I mean? Like they like, I'm not using my tax dollars. I mean, pay for this goddamn surgery. And it's like it's a handful of people, but the commercial's genius because it'll trigger people to be like, no, that's bullshit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hey, genius. Man,
that was when I was like, she really.
That's what I'm saying. It's a genius commercial.
That's not gonna make me vote for Trump, but I had to mute.
It's a genius commercial. And then they say she's for them. They
these commercials are popping up everywhere too,
so
bro.
Funny.
You can't.
As they should. I mean,
all the sporting events.
Yeah.
At
that
time.
That sounds like Hinchcliffe wrote that.
Bro, it's
that
so commercial. Funny, yeah, man. I'll be dying.
Tony, yeah, Hinchcliffe catching some heat.
What's with that fuck? Jesus. I mean, how are you going to say the whole... Bro, when you say the island of Puerto Rico is trash, you're saying Puerto Ricans are trash.
Well, yeah. One, you don't have a roaster go up during a political...
They knew what they were going to get.
Yeah. No, they did not.
No,
they didn't know Trump that was
them. I don't think they knew.
You don't think that they do research or have those dudes submit what they're going to say?
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they seen them for a presidential debate?
But maybe they also...
I heard when they do it, like when Obama was in office, yeah, you got to run your jokes by. But I think somebody was trying, let him go.
Yeah.
Let him see. Let him see what, like, let him see what he does.
Trump was probably like...
Yeah, he liked it.
Well, you know,
threw me off is the crowd wasn't fucking with it. The crowd was
like,
it was
like,
weird,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, it was like the whole island, everybody.
Hold on, Trump had merch the next day. He knew what he was going
to. He definitely. He was, you got to remember, Trump is the same one that went to Puerto Rico and was shooting paper towel jumpers.
Free throw.
Yeah,
remember,
he didn't give a fuck.
He was shooting paper towels at him, man.
You're not a wetback anymore. Cleaned you up. Gotcha.
He was playing.
He had merch the next
day. He was
day.
Doing
to you
people,
see people
bro.
Wearing the garbage bags.
People,
and
wow.
he's driving around in the garbage truck with.
Bro, I think he might have. He if he loses, it's because he out anticked himself. Like it was too much.
Can he do?
It was
too,
too
much,
much
at
clowning.
This point?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. If he loses, I think that's why.
I don't know, bro.
Because it's like you got to think about all the people who are iffy. And it's like, okay, all right, man. Like, this is, you know, you get sick of
it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people on the fence right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And, you know, people be like, man, all right, like, dude, chill. Like, we was
you
fine.
Can't do
it's
that.
Too much. Yeah,
yeah
it's too
can't
much.
Do that.
Like, come on,
here's,
bro.
Here's the thing.
Like,
though.
Like, you can't do that on no fucking mic.
Our president, though.
You can't do that, bro. You.
If Trump wins,
hawk to it.
If Trump wins, he's had the greatest life of all time because not only was this dude a billionaire for how long, right? He said he has.
Was he
done,
ever a billionaire?
He's always been a billionaire.
Yeah,
I thought he was a millionaire.
Oh, no, billionaire.
He and then he also has done how many crimes? Whatever. Yeah. He's never been held accountable for anything. Now the one time he's got 36 counts. If he wins president, he doesn't have to go to jail. He doesn't have to serve his time. Is that correct?
I don't know.
They
he's
already
not going to serve
already
time
has
anyway.
No, yeah, that's why he's able to.
Oh, he already got immunity.
The Supreme Court went through with a decision basically saying that the president. Any president basically has immunity in their actions, like previously, essentially.
Previously
so that because he would have gotten in trouble before the election even started, and they would have took his ass off the ballot. The Supreme Court was like, "That's not happening." Yeah. So then they let him slide.
Bro,
they
always find a loophole.
Well, what are you going to president to be a prisoner? That's weird.
No, I'm just saying. Though,
he wouldn't have even gotten a chance to get elected
because he's a convicted felon. Is that correct?
Why even
he would have been yes for a thousand? He would have went to jail for
he
sure.
Been, he said.
He's not. No, he's not now. But the thing is, like, he's basically guilty of losses, things, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When he said grab him by the pussy, there's a chance he's going to go to jail. If he's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I never thought he was going to jail.
Yeah.
I never thought he was going to jail.
Like, oh, Trump. Grab him by the pussy is up there with 4 score and 7. Our president's known for things.
That nigga wild, bro.
Oh, man. I said, this dude has not took an L, bro. My man cheated on his wife while campaigning.
Did he? She hates him. It's so funny watching them.
Are they still legally married?
Disgusted.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, but when you look at them, you know they're not happy.
Yeah, she's
that prenup got to be solid.
She hates him.
You know he got a good prenup.
There's no warmth when they're together on screen. Oh my gosh, there's no warmth.
Disgusted.
She probably can't wait for him to die.
Like I bet you could like they probably don't say it because you could read their lips, but I bet they'd be one of I hate you too, stupid bitch.
I wonder when the last time he hit.
Shit, 20 years ago?
No, he probably hit. She just hates it.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably in
she's
the
laser.
She's probably, like, oh, fuck your horse. Like, she's not, I don't want to do it no more.
No, dog, she cries and she probably has it in her prenup.
It's like, is Obama the only one that ever kissed his wife on camera?
No,
I think Ronald Reagan was kissing Nancy.
Okay.
While she was kissing everybody else.
Yeah.
She was the one.
Oh, Nancy was getting down?
She was known for that.
Yeah, she's an old actress, right?
That's what she's like.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, she was a beast at it.
That's why he murdered her, huh?
Oh, wow. Nancy Reagan, huh?
Yeah. Head doctor.
That's why he was shaking.
Apparently, she was.
He married the hoe?
She was. Quotations. She's a throat goat.
Oh, I didn't. Word?
Yeah.
Okay, Nancy.
Turned a hoe into the
White House wife.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I can. Watch what I do. Go ahead, Reagan.
He vetoed that.
Oh, Nancy Reagan. I didn't know they were from. Where are they from? Weren't they from Cali?
The Reagan?
Yeah.
I know he was an actor.
Well, he was an actor. Oh, okay. So he probably was just out here.
Wasn't he a SAG activist, too?
I don't know. Because that was one of the funny jokes in Back to the Future. He's like, he's going to be president. Rob, the actor? They're like, what? Really, he was the first. Like, people was like, oh, Trump is, but Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Yeah, he sure was.
And then Arnold, he did the government. Like,
but Trump was coming off reality shows, though. That's a different kind of acting.
Yeah, but Reagan was doing Westerns, racist Westerns.
Oh, you know, yeah.
It's like they're not the first to, you know what I mean?
To transfer
to not
over,
have
yeah.
a political background.
Schwarzenegger. It's low-key the same shit.
Yeah.
It's literally the same
it
shit.
It is, yeah.
All you Redskins, vote for me or die.
What is happening?
Same shit.
It is pretty much the same shit. You got to be able to act, lie.
It's more so like what was capping beforehand. And then Trump's whole campaign was Make America Great Again. And Reagan's shit was basically like, coming off of the communism scare shit.
Yeah.
So it's like we got to bring slogan. Back American shit.
Yeah.
He definitely called,
he just copied. He stole his flow. Bar for bar, bro. He stole his whole.
He shot.
That's why that shit worked like that.
Ronald didn't have no merch like Trump do.
Nah, he didn't have merch.
Well, back then, you didn't need it. It's not like.
You need it,
that,
yeah.
didn't, that wouldn't matter.
But how did merch get so popular?
One TV station.
It's just the time.
Because when like, you see a red hat with white writing, you automatically assume that's a Make America Great Again. You got to read that shit.
Or a spoof, yeah. It'd be a lot of spoofs.
Yeah, he took over that hat.
Yeah.
That's his catchphrase, too. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't have a catchphrase.
Because he stole it from
Hollywood.
He just took his whole flow, bar for bar, word for word. Took his style.
When he called Kamala.
Nigga even trying to riff like me. He took everything, bro.
How does it feel to be me?
That would be Reagan. Reagan would be popping up.
Yeah. How does it feel to be me?
That's movie on the plane now.
Is it 500?
Really? 500?
Yeah, I watched it on my last flight. I said, oh, say less.
Boom.
Every time I see that, I watch it
every time. Because I lost my DVD was at my dad's house and it disappeared. Yeah. So either one of my brothers took it or he didn't, but I couldn't find it no more. Yeah. And I was like, I left it here. And I don't know what happened to it. So anytime it's on, I watch it.
That's your go-to? So you no matter what you're watching?
Oh, that's my favorite movie.
Even if it's on regular TV?
Oh, yeah.
If it's on regular TVs, when I'd be like, oh, let's leave it right here.
I'm in there every time. It's my favorite movie.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. I know it. From front to back. Like,
it's a solid one.
I don't know why I love it so much. I just like
it's a great
just,
movie.
I just
it has the singing, the comedy.
It's a great movie.
It's so funny. I don't know if it was supposed to be that funny, but I'd just be laughing.
Well, Robert Townsend, you know, comedic background, so I'm sure he was writing.
But it's not even the like the lines, it's the budgeting. Like how they shoot stuff. You could tell it wasn't edited all the way. It wasn't like it's stuff like that that makes me laugh.
See, I didn't notice that.
So if you watch when what's his name is singing Flash in the beginning and they start taking their shirt off, if you go, they you can tell they're cutting it out of order because on one scene, their shirts is off, but the other one, they still taking it off.
Oh, that's
the other one is not like. So on one, the skinny dude on the right, he like still taking his off, but then when they cut it, he his back
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, Keon's
like,
watched this
yeah,
a
I
lot.
So many times, yeah. Bro.
It'd that was be, filmed too. Yeah. There was no going back. Was,
yeah, yeah, they were just like, "Well, we yeah. gotta, we'll fix it in post." No,
it's
we won't.
In there.
It's, a, like, it's a little known fact. Besides, Keenan wrote that with Robert. He was supposed to be one of the five heartbeats.
Oh, was he?
And also, Roy Fagan was supposed to be one of the five heartbeats.
And then what happened?
Did they have beef?
No.
But who's Keenan Roy Fagan?
He was on the posing singing crew with the reddish
bird.
Yeah,
Bird in
the lead singer. Yeah.
No, but who is Roy? I'm not.
He's an actor. Bird. He's in all of their movies.
Oh, Bird.
Yeah,
Bird was in it though, right?
But he was supposed to be five heartbeats.
Yeah. Oh, he's supposed to be on the other side.
But he killed it as Bird though.
Yeah, he was good as Bird.
That's my office hours are from. That's a famous line.
Pants.
Yeah, 9 to 5.
No, he was killing that.
He killed that.
The hair and everything.
Keenan was supposed to be JT.
Work it, JT.
Leon killed that shit though.
He did good.
Neon killed that shit. That movie, but that movie, if you just look at it, and even if you hear all the jokes that John Witherspoon say over the radio and shit, mm-hmm. It's just funny, bro.
Witherspoon's been in so much
shit. And his line, sorry, we giving a fish special. Sorry, some of y'all got sick last week. She said the fish is better. No, but it's just a little small shit in there that'd be funny.
I love the cousins that kept coming with ideas. It was weird because it was a big joke that they were going to do hip-hop mixed with country western.
Yeah.
Then they did it, and it was fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yep. You mix hip-hop with anything, bro, it's killing. It's killing internationally. Yeah, it's killing everything.
I'm not a fan of the Jaquan remix. What's that, Shibuji? Everybody to the club get tipsy. That's a country song.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a big country song now.
It was funny because it was on, and I found myself singing along with it. I was like, "Why do I know the words
why
to this
do I
country
know this song?"
And he's like, "That's tipsy."
Is it me or Mir?
Oh,
okay.
Wait. Which one? No, do you like? Do you don't like when they change, like a country to an R&B hip hop or hip hop to country?
Hip hop to anything.
I don't like. I just don't like that song in particular. I don't like how big it's gotten. Some might hit, but I don't like. That was just like you know what it is.
One?
It felt like. I could do that. I should have did this a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Very easy to do.
I like.
I mean,
for
that's
the
what the, all
artists.
What's the girl right now? Like, she got the one out. Can't even think of it right now.
I know
even
Rock my head did. Today Was a Good Day. Over a rock band did that,
and then did Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
As a country song,
yeah,
I can see that though. That
sounds
that
good,
fit.
But I like the Tracy Chapman's much better.
But I can see she was already kind of
on
there
the
anyway.
On the cusp,
yeah. So I can
folk
see that. That makes sense.
Anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. But sometimes I don't mind it if it, you know, Whitney Houston stole.
She bodied it.
She bodied it, bro.
You
got to
body it.
Stealing and covering are different things.
Well, I'm saying when I say she stole it, I mean she made it. Like nobody cares about the original anymore. Like this is mine.
Yeah,
bro.
She made it hers.
That should be happening.
And if you listen to old Berry Gordy hits that he wrote. He's all the black artists would be like number 30, 40 on number one would be a white artist singing the same song.
Hmm. It should be happening. Just like I don't
whites
mind.
Were stealing for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Since the beginning.
They stole people.
They stole countries. Since the very beginning.
They stole the language.
They do, baby.
They stole a Bible.
Steal.
That shit was all in.
You know how much audacity you have to just be like, this is mine now.
Hey.
This is mine.
Bro.
To a people, though.
This is mine.
You know what tripped me out one time? This lady, I was talking about Adam and Eve, and she was like, oh, my son's name is Adam. And I was like, oh, shit. That shit is not Adam.
Yeah.
That shit is Adam.
Right.
Them niggas were Middle Eastern, African-ish. It was probably more connected. It's more divided now. But that Egypt, Middle Eastern area.
They were black.
Man, that nigga's name was Adam.
And right. He made it Adam as hell.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Is also changing Jesus' where in history do
he's
they
had
change
like 12 changes.
Names though? That's not a thing that happens. Right. If you pronounce something differently, that's one thing.
But isn't that what she's doing? Isn't that pronouncing it differently?
The no, one's pronouncing it correctly, but you could tell it's black because Adam.
Adam, isn't that? But if you
no,
say
no, no.
Adam.
What I'm talking about Jesus in particular.
Okay.
Because Jesus is a Greek translation from Joshua, which was like the Yahshua, right? But it's like they literally changed his name. To a Greek translation, and that's the one we know. You know what I mean?
Jesus, yeah.
But it's like, but since when? And that was my thing. I was like, they took the biggest figure ever and whitewashed his name in the European, right? It's Greek.
That's bold, bro.
I was like, that's crazy, bro. Yeah. Where do you do that in history? How many people, historic figures, had their names changed?
Well, I mean, that's light work when you think about them just taking a whole country.
But it's the first, though.
Yeah.
But we're talking about...
Yeah, it's been like... Yeah. And then the paint a picture of your cousin. Or who is that they use for the Jesus? Model. Like, yeah, just a dude. It's just some random...
I was worshiping that nigga. I was worshiping that white man on that wall for years.
Come here real quick, bro.
Yeah.
And just use that? Like, just...
I thought that's how he looked.
Mm-hmm. Did his family get residuals? His pictures came everywhere. Bruh,
the money. You think that was the thing? Like when it blew up, he was like, "Hey man, you know that picture everywhere." Bro.
Wait,
like,
when did it come out? Break the black? Because I grew up in going to the black churches, and that's all we saw on that wall.
Jesus was in there.
He was in there, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's because people.
When did
reading.
It come out? When did they be like, "Nah"?
I mean, I remember my family took them pictures down a long time ago
after Good Times episode. Came
I remember
on.
That. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And that was in the '70s.
Wait, Jesus was black?
You know what I mean? Damn. People didn't read
man,
it.
Man, that's Ned the Wino.
Yeah, they said what?
Take that down, it's JJ.
Hair of wool. What white person you know with head like when the description skin of bronze? What you talking about? And people just took that to the face. It was like, all right.
That dude was whole Egyptian, bro.
That's
people
crazy.
Own the Bible, but never open it.
Yeah.
But that tripped me out, bro. When she said Adam, that really was, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Just took it. We're going to change this.
Adam.
That's why it's like, the messed up part about the Bible. That's why people say, you know, you just use it as a guide because you could tell it's one big game of telephone.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, so this particular event happened. And then somebody said, hey, did you hear what happened? And then, did you hear what happened? Did you hear? And by the time
it gets down the line.
I don't know anymore, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know happened anymore.
You can make your own version. You can make your own Keon version, though. You have all these people who made their own versions of their Bible.
Yeah. You could be that dude in the middle of the telephone and be like, what'd you say, red?
Hey, green, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Green.
Also, when certain kings came into power, they're like, they took that out.
Take that out. That's not a good look for me.
There's so many
Change
versions.
That. You can have as many wives as you could support.
I'm horny, bro.
Keep that.
Keep that. Not take
I
that.
I bet you
that.
There's thousands of versions of the Bible out there, bro.
I wonder who has the official, the original script.
The Ethiopian Bible, the original one.
Mm-hmm. It's just
crazy.
Well, the oldest one.
It's been around for so long. It's just like, all right, do your best, hang in there, do the best you can. You know.
Oh man, that's crazy.
It is
bro.
What it is, man.
We'll never get the
impossible.
Like story. I like it for what it is to give people, like I said, keep people a guide. Like just a, you know, but to hang on it, like, and it's just my opinion, to hang on it like word for word or whatever. It's like you wasn't there, you don't know.
That's what pisses me off when people be like, "This is what happened, and you gotta believe this." How do you know?
You don't know.
How do you know?
I mean, some things are hard to believe, man.
Right. Yeah, like I like it for if it's your moral compass, if it's your guide to just be a good human, bet, like use it. But then if you're trying to be a thumper. It's like
cut it out,
hush. Whoa. Especially the thumpers be the ones doing the most dirt. That's really be annoying me, bro. You got to do this now. Excuse me, about to go have an orgy with all these kids. It's like, wait a minute, time out, nigga. Like, time out.
You remember the rumors about preacher kids and
them church kids as well. Oh, is it out?
It's about time we turn DC's mic off, man. I feel like we've all been wanting to do this for the longest.
Oh, shit. We might as well. It's perfect time.
Hey, DC.
We back with another episode of...
He didn't even finish.
Back with another episode
of Daddy Issues. Is he back on?
Am I on here?
A gunshot.
I thought we were going to tell him that we voted to kick him off the... We didn't want to tell him that now. That wasn't the announcement.
I hope I can get a deal like
since we
DC.
Since we voting today.
This is my last deal with RP2. The way he grabbed his arm too when he walked up, get off me.
You back in there, DC?
Yeah, I'm back.
Back in here, baby.
I'm back, right here.
Oh, so they've been asking us questions too, and I forgot to like
what
write them down.
What they been asking?
I forgot.
Did
to write
y'all give
them down
Tony there. The Patreon?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But I didn't announce mine either till late, so they'll get in there when they see it. They
Well, New York Calm's in here right now. Shut up.
Yeah, New York Calm in here.
New York Calm, man. He gave me a dope ass. I got to get some more stuff from New York Calm, man. He gave me a dope ass.
T-Rose with the twins.
Hoodie.
New York. I always be getting people mixed up. Like, who's who?
Yeah, he got New York Calm got some fresh gear.
You got it. Where you get that from?
I got this from in the section of H&M. Oh. You know, sometimes they be having, you can
no,
hide
I did not
stuff
know that.
Be hunting.
Uh-uh.
In the back. $40. 40 buckaroos, Aaliyah. You know, it's funny when I'll be taking stuff on the road and I'll be like, you know what? I'm not taking this. I don't want to fly with this on. Mm-hmm. Just a weird thing, just because she died on a plane.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fly with this on.
Okay. That's I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, certain stuff I'll be like, yeah, I'm
if good. That plane was going down, everybody look at you.
Yeah, this.
This you thing. Had it, you had it.
Phone. Yeah, it's like a weird little.
When you took it off and the plane went back up,
that'd be weird, bro. That'd be,
flush it.
My last flight had a lot of turbulence and people was on there like,
yeah, I got a good yelp in one day. Oh! And everybody laughs.
The last flight I was on landed and then took right back off. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
We've been hijacked.
They said it was wind.
What'd be crazy is when people don't act like they feel it, when they just be sitting there. Because the flight attendants, they'll just take it.
Yeah.
Because they're trained not to react to anything. They don't want you to, people to panic.
Well, they be telling you, you know, we about to experience a little bit of, you know, they know.
But sometimes they don't.
If the flight attendant panic, nigga, everybody going
to panic. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. The flight attendant be like, oh, shit!
Bro, I seen this sketch, and dude was a male flight attendant, but he wasn't gay. And they was like, what? How did you get this job? He's like, what? He's like, so you're a straight male flight attendant? He's like, yeah. He's like, no, you're gay. He's like, no, I just, wait, what? Like,
I don't get why that's a thing. Why do they look to hire gay?
I don't know why. It's stewardess? Like, it's mostly women. And then, like, of the men, I think they said it was like 30% or 40%.
Why?
So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know
it's
why.
It's the easiest job to get because you could always claim discrimination if they don't hire you.
I don't think that's
I'm
the
a
reason.
Dude.
No.
You ain't gonna hire me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I tried to find it. Because after I saw the sketch, I was like, that is hilarious. They all do be gay. And I was like,
most
why?
Most of them be gay, bro.
I was like, why is that?
I like my flight attendants gay, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like
because you want them to say, you want these nuts?
No. But I like them nice and flamboyant, and they don't take no shit. So I like
them. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. I mean, I just want to know, like,
why? Yeah.
Why is that a thing?
Why is that the job you go to? And then I'm wondering other dudes don't apply because they'd be like, nah, it'd be too many gay niggas. Like, I wonder if that's a thing.
Wait, what?
Like, I wonder if straight males want to be flight attendants, be like, nah, it'd be too many gay niggas.
They're going to assume. Yeah.
I wonder if that deters them from wanting to do the job because. It don't be a lot of just, you know.
I would think a straight dude want to be because you out there with all the chicks. Ladies flying to different cities.
It's not necessarily like a super feminine job.
I'm the only
job.
One?
Yeah.
Hey, he like dick. I'm the only one. I'm the only option. You know what I'm saying?
My high club every day.
If you ask a lady to, hey, this guy's kicking my seat. She, hey, can you? But you ask a gay dude, you're going to go, hey. Just cut that shit out. They get right to it.
No. But a straight dude Excuse would be me. Like, hey, man, chill, bro.
My guy.
Hey, my nigga.
No. What would you do if you was on a flight and
you're
somebody approached you with
that? Like
that. Hey, my nigga. You'd be like, oh.
Respect. Buckle up.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why.
The only thing I don't like about gay stewardesses is they don't give you the full soda. They always want to conserve.
They're like, you don't
they
need
give
this.
You the cup, they pour some on the ice, and they keep the can. Like,
give me the goddamn.
All you got to do is ask.
Like, yeah, you can ask.
Like, hey, can I get a can? And they be like, yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay.
But I only get water. I only get water and no ice.
I might get a Coke Zero.
I'd be like, water.
I'm ginger ale every flight.
You get wait, you get no ice?
Yeah.
I'll be like, ice hot water?
I don't want that. No, I don't be hot. I'm a room temp guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like ice water.
No water. I
love ice water.
I'm not a fan. Needs. Unless it's, you know, summer and it's like, I just need something cold. But
I need him.
Room temp only goes good for me if I'm taking my medicine. I'm taking like a pill or something.
Room temp, all baby. Day. All day.
I'm tripping,
all
day. Bro.
All day.
I don't got no ice in none of my drinks.
Nah. It's like drinking spit.
Nah.
Hell. I like to drink. You like it warm? Cold.
It'll be warm. Like, this is chilling. This is the temperature of the room right now. Is 60, 70?
I went and grabbed this out the fridge. Nah, it was some room temp on the side. I was like,
give me
the cold ones, bro.
Like, people be offering cold water. I slap it down.
I'd be like, but nah. They say room temp is better.
That's how
you.
You're supposed to drink it.
You're supposed to drink your water room temp.
I
hear different things.
They make up stuff.
I don't want
they
that,
do,
man.
Bro.
I don't even give a damn. It's just easier for me to drink it.
Yeah,
just
drink cold water sometimes. It'd be like, I'm like, nah.
No, man, cold water hit my teeth.
Then, like, at restaurants, they automatically put the ice. I'd be like, hey, you didn't ask me first. Just bring the pitcher. I didn't ask for no ice.
Like, we got a psycho at table 6.
Yeah.
He doesn't
want any ice.
I don't know
Everybody,
ice.
Just be ready for the emergency evacuations.
They'd be real disappointed when they come over with bottles of water. They'd be like, nah, tap. We quick, like,
oh, the fancy restaurants, they try to get you. Everybody want water? They come out with Mountain Valley.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are you doing, buddy? Take that to the back.
Run that under the sink. Yeah. In the bathroom, yeah. By the way. Not
cold
even
water on the outside of the cup.
Not
like
even
really
on. Not even
you
on.
You guys are going to the classless bastards. Can I have the tap? Look at these fucking hooligans in here.
We put our hands on. Nah. Tap. Screw that top back on.
Yeah.
It'd be like $16 a bottle.
We grew up on tap. I'm fine. I built up the antibodies. Like, I'm fine.
They're like, we got a bunch of people just out the projects, so they love their tap.
We grew up out the hose, baby. I can drink a little tap. I'm fine with it.
Tap water. It tastes a little better sometimes, too.
Maybe it got bacteria. So what?
I got that tap water at restaurants is... The drinking water, at least, is our is filtered. As well.
Yeah, it's filtered.
So I'm definitely fine with it. Give me that.
You get
tap.
Water and that bitch murky? Hell no. What
are you? Just a little grayish.
Yeah, I'm calling that.
Till it settles.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Right there. I'm from Michigan. There's really
well,
good
y'all
tap
can't
water.
Drink water.
Yeah.
No,
y'all,
you're talking about Flint.
Y'all from the slums of.
You're talking about one city.
No, that's
not
all the cities,
not the
right?
Place with all the lakes. There's great water.
I don't
in
know, man. Y'all too close to the. To the motherland of the dirt.
You gotta understand how pipes work, DC. They don't go all over the state.
Okay, if you think so.
There's a whole different pipe network from Detroit.
If I was like, would you rather have some water from Michigan? Or would you rather have some water from Cali?
Michigan all day.
You goddamn lies.
It's not this water sucks. And then I also heard that New York has good water.
New York has.
I'll be drinking out the tap
excellent.
In New York.
That's what they
straight
say.
Out the sink.
They just say it's heavy in fluoride, but it's really good.
It's good for your teeth.
Not too much.
That's why it's a shame what Flint went through, because there's no reason their pipes should
not in
like
the first
that.
World country. That's insane.
But it's the pipes, not the water.
You know New York just don't got good fruit.
What you mean?
They sell their fruit on the street.
It's so good,
bro.
They sell it on the street.
Nah,
wait,
man.
Other countries do it too, though.
Nah, yeah. They be on the curb with it. And New York, no. Oh,
they be right next to the bus stop.
Yeah.
So you see the bus pull up, all the exhaust and the fruit when it pulls up.
All right, my bad.
You just have to
now that you say
bro, that. Bro, be on the street, bro.
Man, that's a different.
You know it's remnants of pee on
there. Yeah, man.
You know it is. Rats.
Exhaust fruit.
Yeah.
Gotta be instant cancer, dog.
This character.
Buildings, so in front of
best
buildings and stuff.
Instant
all my
mouth cancer,
right
bro.
Outside the CVS.
Yeah.
Next to this nigga.
Nah, next to the CD dude. I don't know why he's still selling
CDs. Hanes t-shirts.
But I own the
like,
market.
I could just go to Walmart and get this myself, bro.
I own the market, though.
Maybe
selling it right out front.
Right, man.
Walmart.
I love New York, though. God. Like
York's
I love
a great
visiting,
time.
Bro.
Probably my favorite city.
I was
in the
trying
world.
To get him to buy some fruit from the street. He's like, I don't want no damn street fruit.
Hell nah.
Like, come on.
I was like, where the trees at, Greg?
The picture you painted makes a ton of sense.
It's like they got persimmons right there.
I ain't getting them.
Yeah.
Have I heard a persimmons?
Nah.
What a beautiful, probably my favorite city in the world.
Yeah. I like visiting. I would never want to live, but I like visiting.
If I grew up there, I could live there. But coming from here,
yeah,
moving there now, I probably couldn't.
I'd be like, would y'all shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Like, y'all too loud. There's too much
loud.
Going on all the time.
I like
man.
That, though.
The
I
city's
like the
too weird right now. I used to always want to move back to New York, but now you get, like, the most luxurious building, and then there's going to be six projects around it.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it, I worked this hard.
Shit should be cheap around here.
I'm trying
here,
to get away. You niggas keep following me.
I'm with it.
Man, we went trick-or-treating, bro.
Y'all didn't do the party? I thought you had a party.
No, what happens is normally we go in my neighborhood, because my neighborhood popping.
Yeah.
They do haunted houses, all that. But my homeboy hit me, and he was like, you want to come do it? You want to come trick-or-treat with us? And my neighborhood do like this little thing. And I'm like, I don't know, bro. My neighborhood lit.
Uh-huh.
You know? So I hit the boys. I said, y'all want to go? You want to go hang out with Trace or you want to? And Kendrick's like, no, I got to meet my friend from school, so we staying here. Keelan's like, I'll go out there. So I took Keelan, my mother-in-law, took Kendrick. So
okay.
They separated this year.
Oh, wow.
They
well,
got
the
their
first
own friends.
Okay. Already?
Yeah, bro. They got their own crews and shit. So I went out there, bro. They had a taco bar, churro stations.
You love some tacos.
Bro, liquor. Like it was for, and it's in a gated community, so all the neighbors knew each other, so it was very safe. Like, all the kids was roaming around free while the adults were just hanging out.
Oh, snap.
And I was like, I might do this every year, bro. This.
Oh wow!
It's
so
lit
they,
over
they
here.
So the kids were still in the street playing and stuff.
Yeah, the kids were just walking around. Yeah, because it's only a couple houses in this community, So the kids were just free, and the adults were just hanging out there. They had bounce houses, and I was like, oh, this is different. And my neighborhood lit. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is.
Oh, that's a party.
And I was like, this is all right. We're going to do this every year. Yeah. And then next year, Halloween on Fridays, I told my boy, oh, we'll be there, and we're bringing sleeping bags. We're staying the night, because this fire over here.
Did Izzy go? Oh.
No, we went just around the neighborhood, our name, because we never went trick or treating in our actual neighborhood.
No, he be out. They come around.
How was that?
It was good. Oh. It was really good, man. There was a lot of people really. She saw people she went to go to school with.
Yeah.
So she was dang. Like, oh, and so I was like, oh, okay, this was cool. And then they were, you know, my neighborhood is there's apartments on this one section, and then the rest is all houses. You know, yeah. So like if you avoid the hoods, what we call it, and one block around, we're at the beginning of it. Then it gets, you know. Gets,
so you're, yeah, because your house going this way,
right,
is where all the apartments are. Right, but the other way is houses.
All houses. Yeah. So the entire behind
us. Chaz is on the corner.
Yeah.
So we're the first, and then once you
Chaz
pass
starts
that,
off the bullshit,
we go, we judge everyone else. Oh, there's only 8 units in ours. We judge the rest of them. You know? Okay. We look across the street, you know, blinds. Yo, I almost had to get active last night, bro.
Damn, again?
Yes, there was a dude sitting on my steps when I rolled up. So I have like 18
was
steps.
Was he housed?
Didn't matter. You're sitting on my steps.
Wait, what happened?
So you came over before, right? So yeah. My steps lead right to my door, right?
Yeah, right there.
If you're sitting on my step at the bottom, I don't care where it's at. To me, you're on my doorstep. That's the same thing to me. You're right. At the top, you're at the bottom, you know? So I pull up to my house, which is, you know, to my spot, which is right next to it. And then I was like, oh, my, can I help you, bro? He's sitting there looking at his phone. He was like, no, I'm good. I was like, oh, man, this is my, you know, my apartment. He was like, you need me to slide over? I was like, nah, man, my fam's up here. You know, I was like, I don't want you around here. I don't know you. He's like, I live over there. I was like, that means nothing to me.
Wait, where did he live? Did he live in the same building?
I didn't even ask questions.
Okay.
Right? Well, he was like, I live in a house.
That's great. Go to your house and sit on your fucking steps. Yeah. My guy, you know, my mom is in there. My wife is in there. Yeah, my daughter's in there. You know what I mean? So I was like, look, man, I was like, I'm not even trying to be a dick, bro. I was just like, you know, this is my residence. You know what I'm saying? I was like, right here. And he was like, I'm just trying to sit and enjoy my night. I was like, hey, look, man, I'm being super nice. You know
wait,
what I mean?
Wait, how old was he? Do you know? Give me an age
He had
range.
To probably be late 20s, 30s.
Okay. Was there another steps that he could sit on?
Like over there, but that would lead to somebody else's house as well. It's not like I have a place where you can go up this way, you can go up that way. Yeah. It's not a stoop.
Okay, first of all, sitting somewhere that's not your place up is just weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And like I said, when I pulled up to my house, he's sitting on my steps to my house. So I'm like, man, my mom, wife, daughter could come down here, right? I'm like,
they would, they'd be uncomfortable.
Right. For sure. Yeah. And I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know. Y'all know what you're scoping. Yeah. You know what
and
I mean?
Why are you sitting here? Yeah. Why you live over here? Sit over there.
So mind you, I'm still being very nice. Yeah. I'm grabbing my stuff. I'm like, you know.
White dude, black dude?
He was probably some type of whitish / something.
Okay.
something clearer, though.
You sized him up already.
Something European.
Well, mind you.
Was his name Adam?
He could have been some kind of like Adam Adam, though. Okay. They call me Adam at work.
Okay.
You know? Okay. But, so like I'm grabbing my backpack.
Did he have
and stuff.
A cigarette?
He did not.
Okay.
He just had. So then I lift my trunk and I was like, hey, man, I was like, because he was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, oh, I was like, I really don't want to have to ask again, bro. I was like, I really don't have to ask again. I was like, I'm really going to have to ask you to move again. This is crazy. And I'm saying this. Yeah. This is crazy. And I'm going to have to ask you to move again. And I was like, I'm not going
to
ask again.
So you're talking
again.
To yourself at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, so now, all right.
You're talking
full,
to yourself
yeah.
at this point?
You went full crazy.
Yeah. Oh, right. So now you're removed from Chaz.
Yeah.
Now,
now Big Ready. Big Ready.
So then I was like, I'm not going to ask again. I've asked. Very, I've been nice. I'm trying to see. I understand.
I was like, you going?
Man. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He's looking at me with a side. Yeah.
I don't want to have to kill another man. Calm down, Chaz.
So now I'm getting louder. My mom comes outside. Yeah. What's going on? Who's this guy? Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm just sitting here. I said, you're not sitting here anymore. You will get up or we will tussle.
Yeah.
And there's these perfect hedges right next to me.
Oh, yeah. I know you had that
I can't
division.
Wait to push him. I saw it in my head. I said, ooh, I'm going to grab him because he was
you
there.
You having an equalizer moment?
He wasn't big?
Yeah.
Oh. I said, oh, I cannot. I'm going to
It's going to be a win.
Oh,
it's going to be a win.
You trying to get out some bushes, bro? Yeah. You never get
That's
out.
Hard.
And then my mom came up acting straight like a nigga from Cleveland. Who is that? You ain't supposed to be over here. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so then I was like, well, mama, we good. I was like, we good, right, bro? And he was like, Yeah, be fine. And I said, cool, man. He was probably more scared of her. My mom, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She's a nigga from Cleveland. And that nigga comes out So then I remember, and the, like, he stood up and he just stood there for a sec. And I said, get on, dog. And I just started laughing. Get on, dog.
Just go, bro. Just go, bro.
He did, because his pride was sitting like, I don't want this nigga to pump me off these steps.
And mind you, I was nice the whole time. I was like, no, bro, it's all good. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I was just talking to him. Rough night, blah, blah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, we're all good until I have to ask again. I shouldn't have to tell you my family's in here.
Just go, bro. Just get out of here, man.
Hey, nigga. And so then he got up and he stood there for a sec. And I was like, come on, man. Come on, dog. Because this ain't going.
Just ease somewhere else. Just go. Just sit somewhere else, bro.
And if you don't have a weapon on you, it's a long fight, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So long.
That's a long fight, dog.
I get it. This is a dude that sleeps. I have a tree in front of my house. Uh-huh. And in the summer, people that's walking on the street like to stop in front of that tree and rest under the tree because it's shade.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, nah, I got family here.
Man.
You got to go, bro.
It's inappropriate, bro.
You got to go.
You don't live.
And they be leaving trash. I'd be like, nah.
And here's the thing, too, because then you run into a thing about this is city property, right? Yeah. When under, like, that's on the other side of the sidewalk.
Where I'm at, it's not, because
you're responsible for
even the sidewalk spot. You're responsible for that trimming of the grass, all that. So that's mine. So,
right.
Hey, bro, this is my tree. You got to go.
As far as I'm concerned.
You got to go. My kids be here. I don't want you clocking us coming in and out and none of that, bro. Man. You got to go.
Bro, I don't want you around. It just looks weird by yourself. And what are you plotting on?
That's always, if I see somebody and they sitting in their truck too long.
What are you doing?
I'm like, why are you still here? Like, even though I do that in other neighborhoods. Right. I be on my phone farting around, but I'm like, what you doing, bro?
Right. Did y'all dress up this Halloween?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't either.
No, I didn't. I did a show. And everyone in the crowd looked stupid that was dressed up. Like, you guys look goofy right now.
No, why? I didn't dress up this year.
It was a small crowd.
But they're festive.
It was a small crowd. It was like 12 of us. And I was like,
Everybody was dressed up but you?
No, it was like 3 people dressed up. Care Bears. I was like,
let them have their fun. Why you out of
like everybody that? Doing it.
Because I didn't want to be performing on Halloween.
That's really what it was. Yeah. He took it out on them.
Took it out on them.
I should have took this stupid job. I should be dressed up with y'all. Getting kids.
You guys dressed right now.
Hilarious. I told this one teenager, had to be a teenager, had a mask. I said, hey, dog, it's your last one. We were like, it was us in a group by then. I said, it's your last one, dog.
How old was he?
Oh, he had candy?
He was big, and he was like, give me the head nod. I said, that's a grown man.
Nah.
I said, this is the last one,
My brother texted me. He goes, I'm old. I said, what happened? He said, I know I'm old because this was the first year the teenagers annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
He said he was so annoyed. He said, I just couldn't take their energy. They be loud and they be
talking.
It's the first time they on their own, really. They be working.
What this nigga got here?
Yeah, and they just loud and they be doing. He was like, so there was this one dude, his costume. You know, he needed stilts. He's like, and I overheard one of the kids say, we should push him over. He was like, for what? For what you gonna push him over? He's like, I just got irritated. Like, why are you bothering people? Like,
right.
He's like, these kids just be out here. And he was like, I was just annoyed. I was like, yeah, you old, bro.
Hey,
welcome.
Bro, it happens.
Wait, bro. Vegas? Or
Vegas. Yeah. I was like, welcome. You old, bro. He was like, they annoyed the shit out of me. Because, you know, my brother's 7 years behind me.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, you crossing.
You getting up there, bro. Yeah.
Welcome. Come on over.
He's only what?
He's 33. Three?
Okay. Yeah, 3 years ago, he would have thought pushing that guy over on the stilts was a good idea.
His oldest, my niece is 10, so he's done with the teens. Bro,
you age fast when you have kids because you're just kind of concerned. Like, hey, all this dumb shit. You know?
Shut all this shit down. We ain't here for it.
Right.
Kids is in the way. You know?
You be at the movies. You be like, these fucking kids. Bro, knowing you were just one.
When them kids be at the movies, I be like, who with you?
That's why I go early now. This is what happens.
That guy. You got to go early.
If they start, I'm like, who y'all with? Bro?
When I just see them old people in there, I'm like, why do you hear something? They got void you, nigga. I get it.
Yeah, teenagers at the movies are the worst. Come in loud, screaming for no reason.
Just laughing.
I know. That's how we say we old.
I was always chill, though.
I wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah,
it depends what age.
I go to movies early.
Sometimes
in the day.
I don't want to be noticed in the movies because
you got to do the old man shit. So, you go early in the day so you avoid all of
you. You're right. I walked to the movie theater one time and yelled out something. We got punked. I was like, "Yeah, we in this." And somebody said, "Shut the fuck up." I said, "You're right." I sat down.
Yes, sir.
I sat down and watched
the movie. I'm saying you gotta be like. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta pull.
I didn't fight it
because we was talking about this the other day, like. When kids can sense, because everybody, you know, be talking about the YNs, you know what I mean? Like these crazy, these wild, wild west out there, blah, blah, blah. But I think they can sense when you not, when you've aged out.
When you're not afraid to be the kid.
No, when you've aged out, they have a certain level. Even though they nuts, they be like, this nigga is not here for this. He's not. I ain't got no beef with you, OG. I ain't got no.
They know you're grown.
Yeah, when you grown, they don't really. They be like, all right.
It happened. We were in Lancaster, and I'm bringing up the people to take pictures on stage. And it was a group of four. And I was like, hey, I threw up a four. So I said, hey, my next four, y'all come up here. And then the dude was like, oh, that's a gang sign, homie. And then his girl was like, babe, chill. Like, told him to chill. And then when they got to the line, when they got in front of Craig, that's when the group, I was like, mm-hmm. Are these the gangsters right here, Craig? And I was like, where you from, nigga? They calm down real quick. I said, here go the thugs, Craig. Here go the gangsters, Craig.
Sometimes you got to
But his girl knew he ain't going to play with you.
It's different when they're on the stage and there's still a long line.
Yeah. Oh, where you from? So one of them can hear it.
Yeah.
They know, like, this man got his kids and shit. Like, sometimes them grays, you let them grays out like, hey, bro.
Shout out to Lancaster. Yeah. Lancaster was pretty dope.
Lancaster was fun.
It's the only time you'll ever hear this sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I wanted to give them their props.
Yeah, I give Lancaster props.
It was dope there that they all came out.
Yeah, I think I told my brother, we just old, bro.
You don't have no time for it.
You just get irritated. Yeah. And then you know what I noticed too, when you get older too and you got kids, you like sometimes you make your kids be friends with other good kids because they don't know. Like when we went trick-or-treating, my boy, he must said about 10 times that night, like, man, Keelan a good kid, man.
Oh,
like you could tell he just like, man, when y'all want to come over next week? Like his energy was like, I want my son around other, like even his older kids, they friends was over.
Right.
But them kids was good kids.
Yeah.
And you could tell like when you have kids, you just want them with other, because them other niggas, you just be like, bruh, I don't have the energy.
You could tell when kid ain't had good upbringing.
Yeah, you don't have the energy for when that's not what you used to. Because his whole family chill. Like his grandmother, great, like everybody. And it's just like, ah.
I used to hate when my mom tried to push good kids on me. Hanging out with him. He come with me and my friends. I'm like, don't pick him. Sit your ass down over there.
We trying to set it up young because they all, you know, 6, 7. So he's like, y'all be friends now. By the time y'all get older, you already locked in. It's hard to make new friends, you know. Once you got your squad already.
I always was hanging out with the kid that threw rocks at windows and ran. I was like, oh, that's my boy right there.
I don't be like, my kids be like, can I have a play date with someone? I'd be like, him? Absolutely not. I don't fuck with him.
My friends would kick the back of your foot. Like, oh, that was a good one.
That was always funny.
In the trash.
Well, doing it to each other, that's fine. Like, but
yeah, if he just went up to a random person, Jesus.
I don't like mischievous kids. The ones that just always into some shit. Like when I gotta walk, like, hey, what you doing?
Why you over there?
Get your ass out of here. Like
with everybody else.
Yeah. Why you by yourself looking for shit? Keelan had one friend and he was by my car. I was like, what you doing over here?
And what are you doing?
And he was just like, just looking, he got like a little wire. Bit. He's like, get your goofy ass. And I'd be talking to kids, like, they not mine, but I'd be talking to kids aggressively.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, especially the boys. I don't do it as much as the girls. With the boys, I'm very aggressive.
Yeah.
Because just to let, like, that power.
Boys need it too.
Yeah, and I need to establish who's the alpha here. Uh-huh. I need you to, like, bruh, we not footage.
Yeah.
And they kids, so they every time. Sorry. You know, like you said, dude said, shut the fuck. You right.
He had that real bass in his voice.
Yeah, the boys need that energy, be like, man, y'all don't run shit here. Yeah. When you in, I don't care what you do at your house. When you in my house, this is what we do. Get the fuck off that couch. Kendrick birthday party. Somebody's on the couch. Hey. Sorry. I don't give a shit what you do over there.
Yeah, chill.
We don't do that here.
What's funny is if you don't check them. Keelan and Kendrick will.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to clean that up. Yeah. We don't want no smoke. Yeah. Hey, we got to put that up, bro.
Sage checked one of his friends for going in the fridge.
Oh, for real?
He embarrassed him. I was like, you could have pulled him to the side. He's like, what the hell you doing in my fucking fridge? I was like, oh.
Sage.
What's going on down there?
Yo, you wasn't even down there?
No, I just heard it. What's going on down there? Now, you ask me, I'll go get it. I was like,
you feature your head like over the stairs.
Over the stairs.
Unless you're considered fam. It's like, you gotta stay your ass.
Yeah.
Rules. People got no home training.
Yeah. We had, growing up, we had a fridge, one of them deep freezers outside. Mm-hmm. And that was the free for all for the kids and neighborhood popsicles and all stuff was out there. So you open that shit up and do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But in the house, it was more like,
nah, I'm just walking in there. Yeah, nigga. Why is that so disrespectful, someone opening up your refrigerator?
You don't live there, bro. You didn't pay for these groceries. You didn't
want your germs in my fridge.
I know y'all didn't wash your hands. I know. Come on, bro. And you just, and that's too comfortable. Like, what we got in here? Yeah. Oh, you live here? Yeah. I wasn't aware.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. If I'm thirsty, I'm like, well, I'm about to go in the fridge. Oh, I can't come in here?
No, I got
this a little
fridge. We got the thing got on the outside. Fridge
in also,
the,
in the you know what?
Waters.
Probably, see, that's what I'm saying. You keep them out. You stay out.
Stay out my juices.
It sounds like some bad guests, though. As soon as you come in, somebody should be like, you want something to drink? Who should have had this handle?
You know how they don't. Yeah, in the garage. Taking it.
Yeah. You got something to drink? I'm going to get you.
But at this point, you got to take initiative. When the friends come over, though, they weren't invited over. The friends just bring their boys with them. You know what I mean?
That is a fact.
So the kids got to be controlled in that fridge.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's on the kids to control the kids. Hey, we don't. Hey.
I don't know what you do in your White House. Don't be drinking off my juice. Putting it back like we cool.
Drinking from the milk top. I'm in a cart.
But if one of y'all were at my house, I'd be offended if y'all was like, hey, can I, if you I'd be like, nigga, go get
it's
that.
Still out of respect. I'd be like, hey, can I, bro? Yeah, like, go get it. All right, cool. Yeah,
honestly, when my people over, I don't like them asking for shit.
I'll be that should be annoying me. Yeah, I'll be damn like, cooking in your house.
Can you chill me? Right, nigga, go in there. I don't,
you ain't got no
know.
More pepper.
Like, I don't like when my friends or family do that.
Yeah,
because then it's like weird. Like, it's nigga, weird. You know what the shit like, is? Go in there and get the. This ain't unless you're trying to like use my bathroom or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, that's weird.
But other than that, I'm like, you know, it's one of them drawers.
Use the peasant bathroom.
You know, I just but the friends, the kids. But I noticed my kids. Also, and this is one thing we was worried about moving to the Valley. They friend groups, though, is it do be still heavily primarily Black.
Oh, they found the Blacks?
Because my friends, the other Black dads I meet at the sporting event or whatever, that's how we, so then the kids be friends. So they friend group still be
what about at school? Black. At mixed?
School, or? It's mixed.
Oh. Yeah, they're not third generation removed yet.
Yeah.
Once you get third generation
school is still mixed. They'll have like a... You know, like the Middle Eastern homies. There's a lot of that in the Valley. So they have the Middle Eastern. They have the white friends. They'll have like Keelan. I had Keelan give me his top 10. I said, "Give me a if you was throwing a party, you could invite 10 friends. Who would it be?" And he gave me the list. And I think of the 10, 4 were Black, 2 were white, and 3 were like other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was just like I was like, "Oh, that's
crazy how they naturally gravitate towards who looks like them." You know what I mean?
I think it's when even if you go back to our childhood, you just whoever your parents is friends with, you hang out with their kids until you get older.
Yeah, but at school when I was younger, it was more mixed. Like I had white friends.
Oh yeah,
friends.
By middle school it
but
was.
When I got to high school, it was all like Blacks. Yeah.
It just happens. Life teaches you. Life be like
real life kicking. You be like.
I remember the first time we had like a racial issue. It was middle school. And that's when everybody was like, it became more like a prison. Like, yeah, bro, you over here, you over there, you over there.
Man, when I had a few, when we went to the white school, middle school, I remember, man, we were watching Roots for some goddamn reason. Mm-hmm. And it was 3 Black kids in our class. It was me, my man, Willie, and Marcus. And this kid in front of me.
Y'all sound like an old... William Marcus. Chaz, Willie Marcus and Chad. They be out there playing dominoes. Slay. On Sunday. Willie Marcus and Chad.
And then we're watching Roots, man, and they got to that Toby scene. Woo! And this white kid in front of me turned him around and said, "Toby" to me. And I flipped his desk over. So I flipped this. It was one of those ones that don't, that all connect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the thing at the bottom.
It's funny, man. You flipped that desk. I didn't realize how smart that was because he was stuck.
Can't get out.
That way. I flipped it.
You flipped it on the way where the opening
was
down.
Back. Yeah. So he was on his back. And I was wailing. I was crying while striking.
Why
him,
would your
bro.
Class or your teacher's subject 3 Black kids to that, bro?
And I remember me, Willie, and Marcus, dog, we were looking at each other like fighting back tears, bro. Yeah. We were just like, God damn, this is intense. And then, yeah, man, when he turned around, I thought that shit was sweet. I said, and I remember Willie and Marcus was like, oh, you see what's happening on the TV?
We gotta go back
he's like,
to slavery.
Hey, he's like Toby,
and he did just like that. And I walked calmly in front of what I thought was calmly. It probably was. It felt really like calm to me. And I remember I was in the principal's office, and once again they they pissed off the nigga from Cleveland, my mom. And she was like, well, what happened? And she was like, so you guys didn't mind watching Rooster? You get mad when somebody calls him Toby? You ain't got nothing to be mad about. Come on, son. I was like, yeah, I'll kill all you white people.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Yeah. That was just one, bro. This kid, man, I remember when I first got to that school, this one white kid was like, hey, what's the difference? He was like, oh, he said, what do black people and apples have in common? This is on a bus. I was like, what, black people and apples? He was like, yeah, what do black people and apples have in common? I was like, what? He's like, they both hang from trees.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, I did not get it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get it then because I was like sixth grade. So like we didn't really talk a whole lot about hangings and lynchings. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I remember I was like, okay. I was like, what does that mean?
I love hanging from trees.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
Jungle Gym's one of my favorite things, actually.
And I remember I asked my mom, I was like, someone said that to you? That next day, duh, I remember I bashed his head against the bus window.
Oh, she told you what it was?
Did he know what it was? Or he hold it from an older sibling?
What? I'm sure he didn't because we became really good friends later. We became really good friends later.
When he heard that,
you got to think about what you repeat as a kid that you don't know what you're talking about.
He heard that from somebody.
Yeah, he heard that from his dad. His dad told his homie or whatever, and he was like, ooh, I'm going to take that to school.
And then when I went to a white school, bro, I was already on edge because my mom's side of the family has a traumatic past with white people, right? So
wait, why?
So
slavery outside of that.
Well, I don't know if it was my mom's grandmother or her great grandmother, one of the two, witnessed white people kill her family while she hid underneath the porch.
Oh,
so okay.
Yeah. So it was always don't trust white people, don't trust white people. That's what my mom's side grew up.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was her grandmother, but I want to say it was her grandmother who had that. And she wouldn't talk to white people, don't talk about white people, something like that. And so that was heavily influenced on my mom's side. You know?
Damn.
Then they move us to a white school.
Wait, so your mom, so this is your mom's mom or her mom's?
I think it's my mom's grandmother.
So your great grandma.
Right. Oh, but she passed before I really met her, I think. So like I said, that was always a thing. I remember my grandma, I was like, well, if I brought a white girl home, she was like, I'd be nice to her, but I wouldn't like her.
nice to her, but I wouldn't.
They were like that. So my boy James was like I always call him my brother, right? So that was like my first introduction to like, you know, his family was treating me like fam, you know? Like I always call him my brother, bro. They treated me
white
like
dude.
Yeah, they treated me like family to this day, you know? And so, this one kid called me a nigga at school. James whooped his ass. That's how we got cool. James whooped his ass. I was like, what? Boom. I was like, yeah. What's your name, man? I'm Jamal. But yeah, I just remember like so many of those like little instances, bro. Like they were major. They seemed so major to me because I had just got there. You know, from a predominantly black school to a white school.
And being told what you were.
Yeah, man, it was don't trust white. Man, I was already on edge. And then seeing stuff like that, like, they just didn't have no idea how to, like. And so when I did see more and more black kids came to that school, right, we started winning. Started winning football, won a basketball championships. 2000, like, we all started winning sports. The more it came, started winning. It's like, oh, Waverly's never been this good. It's like, well, you know what we do, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a lot more integrated now. You know,
what was the name of the school?
Waverly High School.
Waverly High School.
And then, you know, Waverly Middle School was all one big kind of district county. But like Magic Johnson went to Everett, which was like on the better
school.
No, definitely not. It was Magic more. It might have been back then, but
Chaz went to Waverly.
It's a hood school.
Magic went. Wait, where's Magic from again? What part?
Lansing, Michigan.
Lansing, yeah.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Anywho,
you had a question?
No.
I thought you said they has been asking questions.
I know.
You didn't go dig it up?
Plenty of time. The conversation got good.
He's like, no. Like,
I was like, go more on this racism.
Because now, but I think about how I went through that, and I already had a temper, bro. It didn't take me much, you know? especially then. So I think about Izzy now, and she hasn't really had to deal with anything. Her school, they're multicolored everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's very...
Most of her friends, what, little white kids?
No. They're Latina and black, and there's an Asian girl she hangs out with, and, you know, it's like, it's so mixed. So she's, you know, she's only one kid. I forgot the kid's name, but she don't fuck with this nigga at all. She's like, everyone come to my birthday except for whatever his name.
Bro, kids be adamant about that shit.
She's like, he's mean. He's like, oh, he's a bully? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I tell Izzy, man, hey, somebody bully you, push that nigga with handling and
I'm big. That's one thing my dad always did. Even if we got in trouble at home, in public, oh, he writing for us.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He would come to them schools and punk the entire staff, teacher, who wants some. Like, he would come. Male teacher, female, he didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
If he ever had to come up there, he was coming for war.
Yeah.
Every time. Now, we might still get in trouble when we get to the house.
Once you find out, tell me what really happened.
Moment, yeah. Like, especially, you know, there's not many male teachers either. But when there was one, like, my brother had an incident with one of his male teachers. My dad came up there, nigga, basically, like, we could step outside. Bro. And then dude was like, nah, nah, nah. Yeah. Like, behind my kids, don't you? And my dad, once he go, nigga, he gone.
Yeah.
So he motherfucker, blah, blah. My brother's sitting there like. And our best friend who lived.
Shut up, boy. Oh, yeah.
Our best friend who lived three houses down, my boy Kerry, he always say something every time I mention him on here. He's like, hey, bro. Keep mentioning me. I'm trying to get that trickle down. But every time Kerry, it was so he was in my brother's class. So my dad came up there and was like, both of them. You like he rode for both. Like he was like, nah, don't talk to him. Don't say nothing to him. Like he
that's mine. He
yeah,
mine.
He mine. He mine. Like, bro, don't he was like, get in the car. You know, he you know, I remember that I got in trouble one time. It wasn't the teacher was she was evil though. Miss Elan, third grade. She was mean as fuck. She used to grab kids by the face. Shut shit out. And she was old, so her jaws were like,
like she was just physical with it.
Yeah. She's like, school. I remember this girl, Audrey, was crying. She was like, shut up. Just man. I was like, God damn. And he came up there and cussed her out one time. I thought she was gonna pee on herself. She was old, like she was older. And he was like, I don't give a fuck. What my and he looked at me, you ain't gotta ask her for shit. If you wanna get up and leave. Like he went off and I was just like, all right.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can get away with that nowadays.
What
do they? Cause they be protecting the teachers now.
I feel like now as the parents. Should. I feel like now though the parents who do that, they kids being like wrong.
Yeah,
like my dad wrote for us because we weren't wrong. Right. Like you know what I mean? Like the situation we told him about. That's why. But these parents now, they don't have no accountability for their kids anymore. Yeah. They kid and burnt down the school and they trying to cuss out the teachers. Like your kid is trash, bro.
Yeah, I mean it also like. Even if my kid is wrong, there's a certain amount you handle. Like, I remember I told them, like, they're like, oh, we'll send her to the talk, like, you know, if they get in trouble. I was like, just tell it, call me. I don't need you talking to the principal. I'm here. Call me. If there's a real issue, fuck the principal.
Yeah.
Call me. I don't want to hear this shit later on. That was one thing I heard something about later on. And I was like, why am I hearing about this at the end of the fucking day?
Yeah.
We handle it. No, we don't handle shit inside. What?
I would ask the school not to call my mom because I was more so worried about what she was going to do to
them.
Yeah.
She beat up my sister's second grade teacher.
Oh, damn.
For pointing at her. My mom was in the car and she grabbed her and pulled her in the car. Just like, wow. While the car was rolling.
Oh, wow.
And then let her go and told my sister, now go to class. And my sister had to go to class.
She had to go to school after that?
Yeah.
Damn.
All A's, baby.
I was like,
she's like, Mama!
I'm not calling her up to my school.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a psycho lady.
We only called him a few. I can remember that handful of times we called him. Maybe it was like three times.
Yeah, if I got my mom on you, it was cold red.
And we basically told, like, he did this. I'm like, say less.
Yeah, most kids are more scared of what parents are going to do. So
yeah.
It's easier and smarter if the teachers or principal contact the parents right away.
Yeah. You just watch them work.
But my dad knew if we told him something, then
it was far too far.
Yeah,
already.
Like because we didn't want problems with him.
It was too
so
far already,
I don't want him coming up to school. I don't want him knowing anything I'm doing.
Right.
So if I told him, he know. All right, well, it's time to clock in.
My mom was big on this though. Tell me exactly what happened before I go up here. Don't you make a fool?
Yeah,
she was. If I go up here and I say this to these people, don't
leave out no details.
Yeah.
Right. I need everything.
Did he tell you that he took his penis out?
Yeah.
In no. The church robe.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Don't leave no details out.
And I didn't want to lie because the sentence I used to hate, and I remember when I saw somebody else say that to their kid, it made me laugh because I remember hearing it too. And I say it to my kids now. I used to hate my dad. But when we get home, it's going to be me and you. I used to be like, nigga. Like, that shit was the most dreadful sentence. It's going to be me and you. I'd be like, fuck. I remember I saw some dude say that to his son was wilding. We was at a camping trip.
Yeah.
You know, so he whispered over when we get home, it's gonna be me and you, nigga. And I saw the fear on that kid's face. I was like, oh, y'all going to the garage, bro. Yeah, y'all about to because he was older too. So I was like, oh, he not finna, you finna catch these,
put,
bro.
Yeah, like, y'all gotta glove up.
Yeah, like I was like, y'all about to scrap, bro, and you gonna lose.
I'm iffy on that still. I don't know
what
on putting the gloves on with the kid.
I mean,
I never had to. Not that you're going full power. But we saw there was some video. Wasn't some dude like knocked his kid out?
If you're a professional boxer and your son's a boxer, yeah. But if y'all just throwing on gloves for real,
different.
I'm not talking about some people come up differently. Like this is what we do. We spar. I might spar you a little harder this time. You know what I mean?
But if you're like, oh, you misbehaving or you talking back to your mom, put the gloves on. I go like,
nah.
Like
nah,
I get it because they older.
Nah, hell no.
I'd feel so bad if I had to knock my son out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to get risk getting knocked out by my
Wake up, dad. So what you want me to do now? Yeah. Clean my room?
Wake up. I got some chores for you.
Yeah. You don't know the outcome.
Yeah.
Go to work, little nigga.
Yeah. Yes, sir. One lucky punch.
Yeah, one lucky punch.
I'm not worried about my kids at all.
It was never even a thought to square with
that's
my
what I'm
dad.
Saying. I didn't.
This is already out of respect.
Yeah, out of respect. Yeah.
And then just the dominance is already like I've already established. I even told Cotty I'm about to. I don't even have to be the same dad I was. I've already made all the set all the
groundwork
things.
Is already laid.
So like it's to the point like I can go out of town and Cotty can just call me and be all right. Talk to your son. They already in like
yeah.
Yesterday, Keelan, I came home and the energy of the house was weird. And I was like,
why?
What happened? Keelan's like, I have something to tell you.
Sit down, Dad.
Yeah, because I was like, what's, why smart. Is everybody being weird? That's you smart. Know, like, and so.
You want a room temperature water,
because Kendrick's face was like, you know, kids be trying to act, what?
You and I'm like, see it, yeah.
I'm like, no, something's, and I couldn't see Cotty, and I'm like, what's. What are y'all doing? What's happening? And I'm in a good mood. And I'm like, no. What's weird? And so Cotty come out the back. And she don't really say nothing. And I'm like,
okay.
Why ain't nobody talking? So I come back. I said, what happened? Keela goes, I got something to tell you. Okay. And Cotty, she goes from mom to protective really fast. Like, if she has to discipline them, she's all big and bad.
Yeah.
But if it comes to me, I already talked to them. Like, it's like, get behind me, kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I said, what happened? Just like that. Okay, we have something to tell you. And Cotty's like, I already reprimanded them. It's, you know, it's, I told them. I'm just at everybody relax.
Relax.
I'm just,
let me, I don't
I'm
know.
Just
I don't. I don't know what happened yet.
What happened? They were playing around, and Keelan threw Kendrick's shoe on the roof.
Okay.
And I'm like... She's like, how do you talk to him? I said, that's fine. Why would you do that? Well, Kendrick, it was my fault. You know, I challenged him to see how far you could throw it. Everybody's just trying to stick up for each other. I said, okay. She said, I told them when you'd get back, you'd get the ladder and get up there and get it. So I got it. I was like, y'all.
It's not like an abusive.
That was minor. Yeah.
They're over there like,
hey, listen. It's so funny because I don't hit them. You know what I mean?
Here's the plan, guys.
But
stay behind me, kids.
Cotty be real. She'll try to go at him and then... She'll talk to me and be like, okay, but I did talk to them, you know, and his mom. Like, you were just telling, you the one that got me riled up, though. You the one called me for backup and then switched on me. Like, I talked to them already. Like, it's fine. It's just, and I'm like, y'all act like, I be in here
like, you was finna come
around.
Through like Ike Turner.
And I didn't care. I saw the shoe up there and I was like, okay, I'll go get it.
I get it.
You know, like,
if I came home and the shoe mom, I'd be like, that's hilarious. And I wouldn't even question.
How the hell did that get up?
I didn't see it, though. Day. I didn't even see it. They told on themselves because the energy be weird. Kendrick always gives it away every time because he'd be like, and I didn't ask nothing. And I'm like, what? I don't know. And I'm like, nah, I talked to them. I already talked to them. I'm like, all right, well, y'all be. But I like that dynamic because I don't have to do much.
Yeah. Right,
they'll come tell on themselves.
Yeah.
All right, look.
Conscience.
There's a slight hole in the wall. We were wrestling.
I've done that before. That combo,
we did that.
Oh.
Moms always hold that trump card. Like, I'm gonna tell your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there like, no, nothing. Just so they be scared all
day. Yeah.
Man, if my mom told my dad something, this dude came in like the WWE fucking F, bro. It's bad, bad, bad. He coming. Where is I'm
all
like,
yours. Psh, dun, dun,
dun, dun, and then I always felt like my dad's just like, I'm just doing my job. Like,
yeah. I don't want to, this going to hurt me more than
it
hurts you.
It was never that.
Yeah.
He was like, what you doing? I didn't know what he was saying. I just remember the guessing. But then he'd walk out, right? And then, like he'd walk out like the whole Stone Cold strut walking out. And now my mom would come in, you okay? Like, you
You're the one told.
You stick your dog on me, you ask me if I'm okay.
For some reason, I see your dad in a wrestling outfit.
That's what it felt like. Remember D'Lo Brown?
Yeah.
That's what it always felt like.
What's funny is, now that I'm married, I know that, like, you were the one riled him up, though. Right. Like I said, Cotty be telling me, and she be big and bad.
Right.
These kids are so disrespectful. So now I'm like, okay, well, y'all wilding.
Right.
And then she want to go back to the mother shit kick in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I may have exaggerated, or I got upset.
But why take me here?
But why you get me involved?
Because I got to come out of 10.
Because I got to come in and regulate the situation. Right. You know what I mean? And what's funny is when I get to be the you know, chilling. Yeah. Cotty went off. You know, I'd be like, well, you know, guys, your mom sometimes, you know.
You just got to,
come on, guys.
Get it together.
Help me.
Hey, man, you know what's funny, though?
Help me out.
Get it together, fella.
I love this kid so much, man. Me and Izzy, yo did something, and she slammed some box down. Me and Izzy were like. We side eyed each other and just kept watching TV. We were like, you see what I'm saying? I said, man, this is a couple times. This is one time Izzy was like, I forgot yo did something. She was yelling about something. She was like, yo walked out. Izzy was like, yikes, right? And I can't help it, bro. I'm laughing. Yo was like, what? I'm like, nothing. This Snoopy's crazy.
Yikes, right?
Yeah, I was dying. I said, oh, kid, you are too funny, bro.
Funny kids be. Parenting is funny.
You know what? It's a great adventure. You know, it really is. Like, I thought it was going to be like it's a horrible great thing. It's always
parenting?
Yeah, it's always wonderful.
Parenting's
right?
Beautiful, bro.
It is. It's always wonderful, but it's also stressful, it's annoying. It's you know, it's like that side, but it's always simultaneous. Like,
what's the stressful part be sometimes not agreeing with who you have kids with?
But that's the part of the
kid
parenting.
The kids be the easy part.
But that's the part of it. Like, it's the whole thing, right?
Right.
Like, you have to do the
actual.
You're
talking about whole families here.
The actual.
Yeah, no, I get it. But
the
I'm
broken
just like,
home you created.
Yeah, the broken home. Hey, two.
When you were 16.
Hold on. Spelman graduate.
Oh, you killed it.
Two Spelman graduates.
You killed it.
NFL work.
And you redeemed yourself, bro.
You redeemed?
That's you redeemed hilarious. Yourself because.
The back
you,
half, nigga. The second
you
half
almost
of the story,
fucked up their lives.
Killed it. Killed the second half of the bro. Story, bro.
Because you almost became what you know
sometimes
your father.
It's better raising separately, bro. I'm going to be honest with you because you don't have to deal with. You know what's best for your kid as a man. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you have to deal with someone else's opinion, it fucks shit off.
For sure.
It does. And you'd be like, And I can tell with the stuff I deal with my kids is way better than what their mom was going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like if y'all was together in the same house?
Yeah. If we were together in the same house, my kids would have been probably fucked up.
Mm-hmm. It'd have been them talks when you close the door. Like,
exactly.
Now, why would you tell them?
When you got that other person in their ear or where you got to compromise, you'd be like, shit.
Yeah.
I got to, all right, well, I know this isn't right.
Yeah.
But I got to do it because
I got to
support the other.
Yeah.
Do you think that matters more if, you know, y'all relationship is weird?
Even if we were solid, I still think that I make the better decisions as a parent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think sometimes I'm not, it's not a man or a woman thing. I just think that sometimes, like.
Cool heads, bro.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, one person usually, it's not man or woman. It's usually one person is more.
One person is more the smarter person, the patient as a parent.
Logical.
Logical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So this is why I'm asking, because I was like, let's say y'all was rocking. Do you think she would have conceded, like, all right, you, because there are times, right, in those moments where me and Cotty are not on the same page, but she will be like, you know what, go, you got
she
it.
Would give you she would give it
she
to
give
you.
and then there's times on the flip side where I'm like, I'm glad she's here, because if I'm on my bullshit, she's the calming influence of, like, you know, the kids, they just. So that's why I'm asking, do you think
if we were rocking, would have been.
If y'all rocking, would have been so where you need to do it. I'm just going to do it by myself because we're not gelling.
I couldn't.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say because it's hard to say because half the time I was just like, I'm doing this shit on my. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just certain stuff, the way she was going, and I was like, yo, this ain't, like, just for example, throwing a party, like a kid's party. You're like, that's, we need this, but we don't. This is money we that can go towards this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just little stuff that would it would make sense to me logically. So
me having multiple baby mamas.
So just weigh in, Craig.
It was always, I'm going to, over here, you're going to learn this. And then hopefully you could apply it over at mom's house. And if not, then, you know, that's, I'll just teach you something else and we'll keep going. But it was always, even if we weren't on the same page.
Yeah.
But since I was, I was way more family oriented. So when they came, they got to see a different vibe. So when they went over there, they were more understanding of, okay, this is how I want my life to be. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like this chaos.
So it's like this. How many times do you disagree with something that they do and you still got to do it? And you know, you'd be like, I know this isn't right. Do you pull rank and be like, nah, I'm...
It depends on the situation.
So when we were together, that happened a lot.
you pull rank?
When we were together, it was more their idea. And I said,
all
right, cool.
Hey, all right. I don't want to argue. All right. This is the voice that we're listening to. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I've now taken command
of the ship.
Yeah. But that's what I said. It's situational.
I never wanted to go through like where I got to pull rank.
Yeah. It's situational because I've gotten to the point now where I'm older, where every situation ain't as deep as sometimes we want to make it. So I don't need to pull rank on this because it's not really that big.
With the kids?
With the kids and her. Sometimes I just be
because
like,
everything with the kids is like
it
deep
is, but
to
some
me.
Sometimes I'll be like, I don't need to do it on this one.
Some stuff is kid stuff that I go like,
yeah, I'm like,
there's a certain amount of things I expect a kid to do, so that's a blockhead. Like, I expect my daughter to lie, right? I expect whatever it is. Yeah. You know, I expect them to try to get away with something. It's Halloween.
That's what kids do.
She's going to try to sneak some candy somewhere. Yeah. Like, I expect these things. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then my thing is always like, I always tell Izzy, man, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you understand there's consequences for what you do, right?
Fair.
And then here's the we're not going to argue. Right, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna get like my yo and my mom are bickerers. They're the oldest of five, so they used to. You got to da 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 da. Right, they're mm-hmm. that. I'm always on the side of like, think about what you let's take a second. Think That's about what you actually want to say and what you're trying to teach and implore. Because otherwise, you're just nagging. If there's nothing structural about it, so I go like, what are we actually? So if Izzy gets in trouble with me, I'll go like, go sit down for a second. You know what I mean? But I'll just take a second to think. I'm not gonna. I don't just react. I go like, go unless it's something where she might get hurt. Because then you got to move. But I don't think that's happened yet that I know of, you know, that she's like about to set something on fire. Also, mm-hmm. I lit some scissors on fire in our oven. Crazy time.
Anyways. Recently?
What? Why?
Scissors?
I don't know.
How do they light on fire?
Bro, it was on the eye burner, right? On the eye. And then we have the gas one. And I was like, I don't have a big counter space. So I moved something over. I was like opening something and I put the scissors on the eye. And then it fell through. My scissors were black and white, like the.
They fell through the thing.
Did not see it, bro. Straight turned on the oven. And then I was like, man, this fire is high. I said, this fire is high.
Tripping, bro.
And then I said, this is only on a four. And then I looked under and I was like, Izzy was like, and it was just us.
Yeah.
It was a bad time because mom was out of town, yo was out of town. So it's
that's
dad.
Actually, that's the best time.
I mean, it's the best time
you
to do
clean
it.
Up.
But it's also, I was like, well, it's not a real weekend with dad if something don't get on fire. And he was like, remember when you lit the house? So now it's, remember when you lit the house on fire? So this was 2 days ago. Yes. Yes, I remember.
I was just interested in y'all.
I'm thinking about it. My kids would have been trash if I would have been with their moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm more of a, okay, listen to your mom. It's not a back and forth, but when I just had one-on-one with them, it became a
whole
different
relationship. So you think, you guys, I'm asking both, you guys think you would have caved or pulled the rank or?
I always cave in a relationship because I don't want to argue. I'm like, it's not that big a deal until it becomes a big deal.
I caved a few times and I regret caving.
Yeah.
To this day, I'd be like, I should have had you doing this and not that. Yeah. But to keep the peace,
keep
I caved.
The peace,
to be like, so we don't have to hear her mouth or hear, I would cave. And then I kind of be like, I look back on it and be like, man, decisions that I should have just been put my foot down.
Yeah.
But when we were trying to like, because we for the most part, we did, like, we had to decide on their college together. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff we had to do together and all that. Mm-hmm. But it was some stuff where I was just like, I thought they could have went JUCO. I was like, I should go to junior college and this and that first. And then she was like, nah, I want them to go to Spelman and this and that. And I was like, I'm the one that's paying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But it's just like, I'm in debt behind that shit.
Right.
Because of me caving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where I could have just been like, same results, less money in debt or whatever. So every time I caved, I felt like I could have made a better decision dolo.
Well,
I knew it wasn't going to work on my son's second birthday when we had pony rides at the house. I was like, oh, no. This is not going to work.
You caved?
I gave up on the relationship. Yeah. I was like, oh, no.
Izzy's first birthday still haunts my pockets. Still haunts my pockets. It, to this day, I hate her first birthday. Because I knew it was way too much. And I told yo, it was my idea. And her and her sister went and planned this extravagant shit. I said, as long as you guys are paying for it, I'm fine with whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who wound up paying for it?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And you know who hated every single moment of it? I said, this is stupid. There was people there. Lady thought it was a concierge. She brought a whole entire fucking dress. I was like, these people don't even know why they're here. They're here to fucking eat and dance.
Yeah.
She's one? I said, man, this, who are these people?
Them cavings. I pick and choose the caves because I listen to my dad say some of the stuff y'all said. Like, I should have did this one. So on certain ones, I'm like, I'm not going to be that person.
Yeah.
So this is just it, woman.
My son's my son's first picture was in a butterfly outfit. Like, this ain't gonna last. She came home with the pictures. He had the wings on. I was like, "What the hell? Yeah, this ain't gonna last."
Yeah, you felt our like
decisions
y'all was gone.
Are way over.
Yeah,
like, it's also hard because you don't want to undermine somebody in real time.
They're still a parent. Yeah, they're still.
Because you don't want to be like, "Hey, just hold on." And there's like, "Well, now she's not gonna. She's only gonna listen to you and not listen to me." You know?
Yeah, it's just like it's a fine line. Because
then I gotta be like, "Let me talk to her privately." But like, "Hey, you heard your mom, all right?"
Yeah.
And I talk to you like, "Hey, you think you're a little?"
I'm not good with going in the other room either.
We've gotten way better.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, it would be in front of the kids.
Yeah,
our debates and fights would be in front of the kids.
Way better at it. Like, way. Like, we're like, after she'd be like, I know. But this, you could have did this. And I'd be like, all right. I feel that part of it. Cause I know
I'm sorry you feel that way.
No, you know what it is.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I know I'm not wrong. So like when it comes,
how do you
to,
know though?
When it comes to the current kids, I know when it comes to decision making, I'm not wrong. So what she does is she's letting me know, no, you're not wrong.
Okay,
but it didn't have to go this way, and I'd be like, you're right.
Okay,
I you're right.
That's more like, than fair.
That what I said wasn't
right.
Wrong.
But
how I went
not
about it didn't have to go that way.
The approach, my approach is normally off.
So she'd be like, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, who cares, blah, blah, blah. All right.
Yeah,
all right, bet.
Yeah.
Because like in my head, I think where my quick draw comes from sometimes is like, I know more than all three of you. And I don't like the buck back. Yeah, that's what'd be annoying. I'm like, both of you, all three of you make shit decisions. So for y'all to even question, I don't like the question. I'm like, for you to even have the audacity to
question it, bro. Yeah.
Where I'm leading you guys, like it blows my mind. Cause I'm like, when y'all run shit, it goes to hell every time.
Every time.
So just let me.
And then we just act like, oh, okay, it happened.
And I'm like, so just let me do what I do.
Keon, here's a shovel to clean up this mess.
I'm like, just let me do what
I do. Fix it.
Because y'all already know I'm right.
I'm more like, I know how to avoid stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's avoid it. I don't want the problem happening and I got to fix it.
So the last thing was, Keelan said something. I said, okay, tell you what. Because that's where I get. If they question it too many times, I said, tell you what. Uh-huh. Let it turn out how I say it's going to turn out. And that's going to be a hell for all y'all. And then that's when she'll be like, okay, I know you're right. Cause she knows I'm right.
Mm-hmm. You remove yourself,
and I'm like, okay, but just don't come at it with. I already told him. Dad said what he said, you know, blah blah. Just cause I'm like, but I don't like y'all even questioning because I already know where this is going, and I'm just trying to avoid. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of money, a waste of time, a waste of effort.
Energy,
like, why?
If you had a good reason, if I said, hey, we're not doing this, and you had why? I'm gonna explain it one time. Oh, I say that. I'm explaining one time, and then there's another why. That's it is what it is. Yeah. I said what I said, right? If you actually had but I was thinking such as if there was a good rational thing that we can continue talking about it, right? But it's usually not.
That's what it is.
The percentage of being not is very high.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I was thinking because this would save our interest rates, right? Because
every once in a while, she'll hit me with an idea, and I'd be like, actually.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about
and
that.
I'm not always right.
That's solid. Because if we do this, then we can, I'm like, that's solid.
And I'm a foresight guy. I'm a future thinker.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever's happening day to day, I go like, yeah. I'm not great with it. I slip up in the day to day.
Yeah.
But a year from now, nigga, everything's coming to fruition. You know what I'm saying? I go like, I'm a long-term planner. I go, we do this stuff now, this pays off later. But if you're like, oh, did you do such and such? Like, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. But I'm in the future, dog. It's 2025 over here. So I lose that battle every day. We don't need DC to win.
I just wanted to get y'all insight because I always wonder about that, like, how much more of the compromise with the together family and the co-parenting shit? Like how much of the dynamic changes? Yeah,
overall, I think I had to separate to show my kids. It was like levels to be like, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah.
You're going to, we lead by, not to say that over the other side, which is bad, but just over here, let's go with these examples. You know what I mean? Like,
do you feel like the kids for both of y'all, they know like, he had it.
Yeah,
they know. Yeah, because, well, with me, I held my tongue when I was in a relationship. When I wasn't, they were like, this is dad right here. Yeah. Like, I was like, nah, they ain't doing no damn equestrian no more. They hate that shit. They hate putting on the outfits. They hate they're scared of the horses. It's over. I'm not paying for that shit no more. It's not happening. But in the relationship, I was like, go ahead, boys. Your mom, you know, she wants you guys to be a little more, what is it called?
So were you felt like you were their voice?
Yes. Because a lot of times, like, they don't even like this. Yeah, but it would be good for them. They need to be cultured. Like, my son was in Lycée, whatever the school is. It's a French school that's like 50 grand a year. But all day, all they do is speak French. And he went there for first grade, and he came home like, I don't like this. I don't understand them. But the whole day you speak French, and that's how you're supposed to learn.
I mean, yeah, that is how you learn.
It's, like, it's immersion, and it'll probably work. But also, you're gonna like,
one more year, you could have had.
I got all F's.
Went beyond it.
Got all fucking F's.
Felt stupid.
Yeah.
I know what 1 + 1 is, but plus two.
It's dude. I'll be pissed.
Yeah. All right. Well, where y'all at this week, man?
November 9th through the 10th, Oklahoma City, Bricktown Comedy Club. That's November 9th through the 10th. And then St. Louis, Missouri for the Flyover Comedy Festival. Missouri. That's going to be on November the... Hold on. I got you, baby. Stay with me. November 14th through the 16th. So St. Louis Flyover Comedy Festival. And then also,
You mean 14th and 15th or the 16th as well?
Well, 14th, 15th. I'm just going to do it to the 15th.
Okay, I was like, you ain't going
to. No. I'm going to pull up on the 16th. I'm leaving the festival early.
Okay. Damn. We're going to have to find, you're going to have to send somebody through. Well, I'm at Craig Wann's on everything.
Everything. I am. At the Ice House, November 15th, Ashantae Waynes presents Uncensored Comedy. It's me, myself, Brandon Denise, CP, Steph Toloff, and Tut Wheezy, the viral sensation. If you're in the LA area, it's in Pasadena at the Ice House. Lacroni Chaz, episode 106, I think, coming out Friday. So thank y'all for support.
Fast.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for supporting, and it's growing. Appreciate y'all. Yeah.
Oh, zoned out. I'll be at the House of Comedy November 14th through the 17th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was actually Bloomington. It's in the mall. But yeah, I'll be out there. Get your tickets for that. And then, Wildly Inappropriate.
Oh.
Just flashback. Dropped. By the time this airs, the first episode I've dropped yesterday. So make sure y'all check that out. It's on its own YouTube page. Go to the Wildly Inappropriate podcast page. Me, Gary Anderson, Keenan Baker. The name is very fitting, and you'll see when you listen to it. So make sure y'all check that out. Subscribe to that. All that. And for this year, make sure y'all get the tickets to the shows, because next year, I don't know if I'm going out. Be 100% honest with you.
What you going to do?
About that next episode. But
okay.
Yeah, well, so get your tickets, KeonPoly.com on everything. Wildly Inappropriate. Linktree has all my links to all my stuff. And thank y'all for listening. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace out.
Peace out.